is Larry Stromberg, and I'm going to perform my short play called The Struggle. I struggle every day with mood swings, emotional and mental health depression. I've been diagnosed bipolar. Rejection could set me off into oblivion. You see, losing any more loved ones could push me over the edge. When my siblings passed away, I couldn't take it anymore, so I cut my wrists deep. It's a miracle I'm still here on this earth. I lost so much blood, I should be dead 6 feet deep. The guards, nurses, and doctors saved my life just in the nick of time. And now, I'm on proper medication to help me have some kind of control of my mood swings and heavy depression. I'm in weekly therapy, institutional programs, and leaning heavy on my faith helped me overcome the struggles I face day by day behind the razor wire. The struggles everyone faces being in the penitentiary. You see, being incarcerated for years makes everything so much worse dealing with my mental health condition. I can't be with my family. I miss them so damn much. It's hard for me to forgive myself for all the pain and agony and extreme heartache I cause my victim's family members, my family, and to myself. Having trouble forgiving myself, that's my struggle. I guess it's a struggle for many others in prison as well, forgiving ourselves. But my focus now has been my recovery tools that I've learned to help me survive and overcome the hardships I face on a daily basis in this place, in this joint. I'm getting a college education now. I'm working hard to earn my college degree, and that gives me a purpose. And we all need to have a purpose. It gives our lives value and worth. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to God that I can still achieve great things, even behind bars. It's good to know that I can still have a great future, and I can still help my family. I can still help my family and others by doing good and positive things. I can still have goals, and I can still have dreams, and you know, dreams to leave a good legacy. And hopefully I can still have a second chance in prison, and hopefully out in society someday, even in the struggle being in prison. And this purpose, it gives me hope. And to me, I tell you, that's genuine. Thank you so much. The play was called The Struggle, written by me, Larry Stromberg. Thank you so much.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.
We state these facts only to let you know that those of us who are revolutionary, Pan-Africanists, is not because we love revolution. It is historically determined, and we have no alternative but to follow history and to use history for the benefit of our people.